Our neighbors are generally people we turn to for assistance, such as borrowing a cup of sugar or obtaining our newspaper if we can't get it ourselves, or even someone to just say hi or have a friendly chat. This neighbor, on the other hand, was quite different and definitely did not want a friendly chat. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 35 of the MC Horror Podcast. To say my mom's neighbor is extremely uptight would be an understatement. She was having a pool built in her backyard and construction ran a little late one evening. Instead of finishing at 7 like they were supposed to, they finished at 7:45 p.m. The neighbor came over to complain once before they finished and she assured him that they were wrapping up. He was a middle-aged man with a red face and wild, disheveled brown hair. He came to my mom's house again after the construction workers had already left to rage at her about how angry he was that they finished late. When she didn't immediately answer the door, he looked through her window and started tapping his finger against the glass to get her attention. He then banged repeatedly on the door while ringing the doorbell a bunch of times. The commotion was enough to get all of her dogs barking wildly. The neighbor started yelling, "I know you're in there." My mom shouted back at him through the doorbell camera saying, "Oh my God, you're freaking scary." My mom called my husband and me because we live nearby and she was freaked out. She also had her husband, my stepdad, on the line with us. He was away traveling for work, so my mom was all alone in the house. We heard the whole thing transpire over the phone. I was terrified for my mom. I heard her step outside her front door and my heart was pounding. Why would she go outside to this psycho? She confronted him, saying, "What in the world are you doing?" The neighbor stepped back a little and said, "Look, I don't want it to be like this, but you're making me be that neighbor." "Whoa," my mom said, "I'm not making you be anything. You're doing this all on your own. I will call the police." His face brightened crimson. "You've been a really tough person to live next to the last couple of years with your lawn work and bushes being trimmed all the time. And you had that wedding in your backyard last year that ran late. And now this pool you're building." He sounded really enraged. My husband asked my mom if he should go over there, but she told us to hold on. "I think your anger is greatly dysregulated," she snapped at him. She took a bold step forward. He took a step back, thoughtfully for a moment, considering. It was as if her words clicked in him somehow. He spoke slightly calmer this time when he said, "Yeah, I've been told that a few times, actually." My mom said, "Well, you do realize your actions are really scaring me right now. This isn't cool." He was quiet for a moment before speaking. "Yeah, I can see that." "Okay then, but you've made me like this," he argued. "No, see, you need to work on self-reflecting. Now get off my property or I'm calling the police right now." He looked flustered, but he sighed angrily and ran back to his house like a dog with its tail between its legs. I was impressed by the way my mom handled herself with the scary dude, and we rewatched the doorbell footage a few times, getting amusement from the whole thing. My mom ended up having a 6-foot-tall fence installed between her house and his. She wanted it to be even taller, inquiring about getting a 7 or 8-foot fence, but neighborhood restrictions only allowed for a 6-foot maximum. I'm glad my mom had a security doorbell camera. She handled herself well, but I shudder to think what could have happened. I tell her she shouldn't have stepped outside her house, but she says she had an instinct. On that evening, by sheer luck, her instinct was correct, but things could have been so much worse. To this day, I feel uncomfortable about that man living next to my mom, but the fence makes me feel a little better. That and her doorbell camera holds evidence of his prior irrational behavior on footage. I just hope she doesn't hear from him again. Though I think the fence should provide a pretty big hint for him to stay away. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.